It's the review show on the Anfield Wrap. After Arsenal 0, Liverpool 3, a resounding victory for Liverpool at the Emirates Stadium. To join me, Dan Morgan, I've got Neil Atkinson, Sean Rogers and Stu Wright for this one. Stu, I'll come to you first. We always start, obviously, teams and shapes. On this one, has the obvious context of Liverpool not being in action for a few weeks. The impact of the internationals was something Jurgen Klopp clearly factored. And not something he's particularly known for, but he seemed very mindful, not only the fact that certain players like Jota and Wijnaldum needed what he felt to be a bit of a break before Liverpool's next run of fixtures, but also perhaps getting the players on the pitch who he's had the run of the last few weeks with in Kirby on the training pitch, working on shape, working on structure, working on the plan from now to the end of the season.
Yeah, it doesn't very often happen this, but the lineup the manager selected was exactly what I'd predicted before the game. I thought he got it absolutely spot on, although, you know, I would say that because it was my team as well. But you know, I think he got the balance perfectly right. We've seen in the past, you know, how a rest can do Liverpool good in the long term, you know, or a run without fixtures, but also for those who haven't been playing on the internationals, it can also put you in a little bit of a funk where it takes two or three matches to get going again. So I felt it, you know, there was guaranteed start. I thought Milner was an absolute nailed on in the midfield. And I think, you know, letting Wijnaldum have the rest there was the right call. I mean, he's ran so much for us over the course of the season. I think it was a no-brainer as well with Firmino. Jota's ripped it up on international form, but, you know, he has been playing, and it was an opportunity to just, you know, suss the game out. But I think, you know, if we'd have gone too heavy with the changes with Tuesday in mind, I'd have been a little bit concerned, really, just about, you know, getting the lads back together on Tuesday and expecting them to go from the off. So I thought, we got it right. And there was obviously decisions as well pre-match about Robertson only getting an hour. I think that was spot on. And, you know, in terms of Arsenal, I can't really blame Arsenal or Arteta in some respect for the intent or lack of intent. I think there was a game plan there to let Liverpool blow themselves out. I was just saying before, you know, off air, that, you know, there's been a lot of teams, I think, over the last few months who've had joy against Liverpool by sitting deep and letting Liverpool run out of ideas, which, to be fair, with the amount of changes we've had and the loss of form, hasn't taken that long. And we've been then, you know, ripe for picking off on the break. And I think that was Arteta's go-to move. But this is a very different Liverpool now than it was a month ago.